I read a lot of bad things, a lot of angry things about this country that we live in here. And there was just a friend of mine, Derek Brown, he was putting out a book called The Good Things About America. And I was like, I could never write anything that will fit into that book because all I write is pissed off about America. But I started writing about my hometown, and this was in the book. I grew up in a little town in the woods in Maine. So this is my Good Things About America poem. Okay. We were chubby-faced school kids, snicker bar windpipe, crab apple pirates, backward baseball cap, knee-scraped snow angels, Dukes of Hazzard dreamers, bumper car-bodied salamander catchers, Michael Jordan believers. I couldn't fly, but my hang time was 3 minutes. In 10 seconds. Smart kids were stupid. Books were trees cut down. I was a tomboy in love with Malcolm Cushion. He had a birthmark the shape of Canada on his left cheek. The teachers didn't trust him. His mother was the accidental broken tooth in a bar fight. I had one black friend. Her name was Erica. She had a jackknife. She carved a gash into the center of her palm, another into mine, pressed our hands together and asked if I thought it would turn her blood white. I couldn't read her fear or hope. I thought history was over. I cried during the national anthem. Once I found a butterfly's wing on the sidewalk. I wanted to keep it, but I didn't. I knew there were things I should never find beautiful, like death and girls. On Saturdays, I walked around town with a wheelbarrow collecting aluminum cans. On Sundays, my father paid me a penny for every cigarette butt I'd pick up in the driveway. I was picking up cigarette butts when Tommy Chambers punched my tooth out. I spit on his bike seat and beat the crap out of his older brother. I started writing songs, recorded them on my ghetto blaster, and mailed the tapes to the local radio station, but they never played them because they never had good taste. My mother did. She was a secretary. Her fingernails were red, and she loved my father, who after the war became a mailman. So when I was a baby, my mother would carry me to the post office and weigh me on the postal scales. Once, years later, I got lost in the mail. The next day, I came home from college and corrected my father's grammar. When I was 10, my mother had another daughter. I'd heard babies sometimes die in their sleep. So when my parents went to bed, I'd put on my Karate Kid kimono and sneak into her room to guard her heartbeat. The heartbeat thieves didn't find her for 15 years. At 11, I discovered beer. At 13, shame. At 19, I nailed my palm to Amanda Buckner's vagina, actually drooled on her breast and said yes so loud, God couldn't disagree. But my family did, so I lost them for a while. And in that while, my Uncle Barry lost his fingers to the paper mill. My Uncle Peter lost his liver to Vietnam. My mother lost her legs to God's will. In her will, I inherit everything. The 17 photographs we didn't lose in the fire, all of them with charcoaled edges. My mother holds them to her chest and tells me she can still smell the smoke. I tell her I will guard them well. My father's freckled shoulders, my sister's brown, brown eyes, my mother's patient hands buckling my tiny blue suspenders that one December when we built a bonfire in the middle of the frozen lake and I skated around its flames with my snowsuit's frozen zipper sticking to my tongue. My mother said, smile for the camera. I can still remember the flash and that enormous fire with the ice beneath it that didn't even crack.